Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in time for KER Politics. Actually, we're just calling it the KER Report right now. I hope you guys like the new format that we have. It's working very well. I want to say to all the people who come on the blog, I spent, are you ready for this, last weekend, 10 hours answering all your comments. Please continue. Let's have those comments keep coming in. I've got one of my favorite guests on the line right now, Mayor David Rubin from Israel. I'm going to talk with David about a couple of things. Number one, his humanitarian efforts, which are incredibly important. And we're going to talk a little bit about the transition from President Trump into possibly President-elect Biden. David, I wanted to tell you, I received a very, very interesting email this morning from one of my co-supporters of Israel. His name is Pastor Klingish. I get his stuff every day. It's very interesting. He is concerned. He is predicting that relations between Israel and Iran are probably going to worsen under the new administration. I pray to God that's not the case, sir, but I want to start out and I want to ask you that question. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, we don't have relations with Iran.
I know that. I mean, that was the wrong way to put it. Okay.
I mean, the truth is, we never had relations with Iran, even when the Shah of Iran was in power before
right.
what they call the Islamic Revolution in Iran. But since then, they've been exporting that Islamic Revolution for the past 40 years.
Yep.
And the only relation that we have with Iran is their intent to destroy us.
I guess I should have used a different word.
To wipe us out once they are able to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Their intent is to destroy us. Our intent is to defend ourselves.
Correct.
And we have to do it in the best possible way. And so we're in a very tricky situation now, because for the past 4 years we have had very strong cooperation with the Trump administration.
Yep.
In confronting Iran. And the rules of the game were clear. We were working together on several different levels. And it was always understood that if those various levels that with which we were confronting Iran do not work, then we would have other options in which we could work together as well. To truly stop them, and that they would not be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. Those have been the rules of the game. And if a President Biden comes in, then the rules of the game they certainly seem like they're going to change.
Yeah, well, I know exactly where you're coming from. I used the wrong word, David. The word I guess I really want to use is situation. Klingish is predicting that the United States will get re-involved in the treaty with Iran that President Trump pulled out of. I have to say one thing, and that is, I pray to God that is not the case. President Trump, and this is the next subject that I wanted to get into, and I don't want to put you on the spot. You don't have to answer any question, Dave, you don't want to, but I'm under the impression that Donald Trump and his son and the team basically accomplish what I think are some miracles in the Middle East. Number one, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. I personally, being a Bible scholar of sorts, I personally feel that was a very positive thing to do, number one. Number two, the treaties that the Trump administration was instrumental in putting together in the Middle East are treaties that heretofore have just simply not happened. Trump was the first president that ever managed to put that together. And I have to tell you, I am a big supporter of Israel. I'm also a big supporter of humanity. And I have to say that I think that Trump's actions that he was instrumental in putting together in the Middle East were absolutely miraculous. But that's just Al Corland's opinion. That is definitely not David's opinion. Got a comment on what I just said, sir?
I actually think you made some very good points. You made some excellent points, especially the biblical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When I travel around the United States, speaking to different groups that many of whom believe in standing with Israel. Very often a question I get asked is, how can we help Israel?
Right.
You know, how can we stand together with Israel? And I always say, you know, standing with Israel isn't just praying for Israel. It's not just praying for peace. It's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all good things, but it's a lot more than that. I always say, stand with Israel in biblically consistent ways. And what that means is that whatever action you take on behalf of Israel, whatever policy you support that relates to Israel, you make sure that it is biblically consistent. So, for instance, you mentioned moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. Well, anyone who knows his Bible and knows his history, he knows that the capital city of Israel, all the way from the time of King David, was Jerusalem. And we're talking well over 3,000 years. So if that's the capital city of Israel, if Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, and we understand it from the Bible, then from that history, so any policy taken as it relates to Jerusalem has to stand with that covenant that's very clearly stated in the Bible between God and the Jewish people. So those are actually very important points you made, Al.
Well, I think it's an important point. I mean, you talk about King David. Let's go all the way back to Abraham. I mean, you know, it was anybody who has any, well, I guess I would have to say, non-secular beliefs at all, really has to go along with what I just said. I know an awful lot of born-again Christians. I don't happen to be born again. I was born that way. But I want to say that I don't know a single born-again Christian who disagrees with me. And I also want to say that the Israelis, the Jews, for lack of better terms, are God's chosen people, as stated in the Bible. But I want to get away from that. David, we have to take a break here in about 1 minute. I want to get into one other thing, and that is something I'd like you to think about prior to just during the commercial break. And that is, I want to talk a little bit about what you are doing for children, and that would be the Shiloh Children's Fund. I want to give you as much visibility as I can with the Shiloh Children's Fund. I've got 30 seconds to kill here before we go into a commercial. Just give us a 30-second introduction, and then we'll take a break, sir.
Well, the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund was established. It was established about 19 years ago after a terrible terrorist attack, which I could tell you about after the break.
You know what, I want to hear about that, because it was a terrible attack, and among other things, you and your infant son, I have to say, were very, very lucky to have survived that. Ladies and gentlemen, a quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back with David Rubin. Let me address him correctly, Mayor David Rubin.